Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, what kind of leader are you? Do you command and control, or do you engage and empower? I think that a lot of people have been raised to think that a leader is someone who's the boss, someone who yells, someone who takes charge. And certainly that is one type of leader, a command and control. And at times you do need that clarity in tragic times, traumatic times. But most of the time, I think that a better leadership strategy is to engage and empower. So how do you engage your team? You give them ownership. What does that mean? That means that, you know what? You give them a project and you hand it off. And you trust them. And you don't micromanage. And a lot of us, let's be honest, we're not comfortable with this. We try to give a task and then we go back and check and recheck, or we don't ever fully let go of it. And listen, we're all guilty of this, but at the end of the day, that's why your team's not growing. That's why your progress isn't escalating at a much faster pace, because you are the bottleneck. You are the bottleneck in your church. You are the bottleneck in your business. And you might even be the bottleneck in your family. So what do you do? Well, we were trusted with something early on. I can think of one of the very first times I was ever entrusted with a team. I still remember it. It was evangelism class. And it was back when I was 19, maybe even 18. And the teacher's name was Ernie Richards. And I remember him coming up to my dorm room, you know, this professor visiting my dorm room, and he said, "Carrie, I see some leadership qualities in you. I want you to lead an evangelism team." Now, let me tell you what, I was freaked out because there were people in that class that were twice as old as me, and I was nervous and I didn't have a lot of self-confidence, but he engaged and empowered, and he said, "Would you like to do that?" And I said, "Absolutely." Now, the very first time that I led it, I kept deferring to the older people in the room. I kept being nervous. I kept being timid. And I love the grace that this one guy did. This one guy came up to me and he said, "Listen, man, you're in the position to lead this team and I will follow you." And I'll tell you what, that day, so much confidence. So I can't remember the dude's name, but that's powerful. I'll never forget that. Many, many, many years later, I still remember Ernie Richards, and I remember the guy. I want to say his name was Mark. Maybe Mark Holman. That maybe was his name. Could have been him. But it was someone who said, "You know what? I will follow you because you're in this position." And I'll tell you what, that did everything for me. So I want to encourage you. Somebody trusted you with leadership. We need to trust other people on our team. Command and control, or engage and empower. The choice is up to you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.